Announcing a casting call for actors. A local Utah production is bringing Edgar Allan Poe's The Telltale Heart to life. This short film will be directed by McLean Lindquist, known for encouraging camaraderie among cast and crew. Casting will be held at Johnson Media Studios in Ogden, Utah at the end of July. For more information, visit thetelltaleheartfilm.com/casting. Again, that is thetelltaleheartfilm.com/casting. Or email your interest and headshot to casting@citycreekmedia.com.
Are you listening? This is Slug Soundwaves. I'm Maggie Renee. I'm the destructive force behind Celduro. I'm the lead singer and vocalist, which is the same thing, and the guitarist, and I write the songs. And I'm here with Zach Perry. He's the bassist and kind of the sound engineer when we do recording. He spends a lot of time reading about and purchasing microphones and making sure we sound good. Also in the band is Tanner Lex Jones of erstwhile Rock Bandits fame. He's been in the local music scene for a long time, but he's our lead guitarist now. And then David Kinsey, our drummer, who is multi-talented as well. So I feel really excited to be part of a band that's just like full of experienced musicians. It's been really cool, and I've learned a lot. It's always hard to describe your own music, but I think that I like the Pixies analogy, like early 90s indie rock, kind of loud, quiet, loud. We're always chasing high dynamics. And I kind of like to do like really pretty songs and then alternate with like really aggressive, destructive songs. So it works out to call it Pixies-esque, I think, because of that. I think every band needs a gimmick these days. Like, it's so hard to get anyone to remember you. The music scene is just saturated, and there's so much talent that it's like, you just have to have something that you can explain really fast to get people to remember you. So mine is Instagramophone, which is a series of 9 one-minute songs that's only available on Instagram and 7-inch vinyl. So Instagramophone. Instagram format is that it tops out at 1 minute unless you want to like send people to a new place. And rather than do that, I just tried to write songs into that 1 minute format and have that be the hard limit so that like the song was designed to fit in the format. Salduro's had two iterations. Some really close friends of mine, they're brothers, they were a bassist and a drummer, and I was just like, had all of these songs that were like pouring out of me, and I just had to get a platform for it. So it's like, we started jamming, and then like I wanted to take it more seriously than they did, and there was a limited amount of time they could spend, so I was like, well, like, sorry. We got some new musicians that had the time and commitment level that could, you know, get out and play more than one show a month, and those guys from before, they're like really good friends. And so if they listen to this, I just want them to know that I still love them. But the new lineup is excellent. And like I said, I got a lot of musical talent folded in. I guess I'll start at the beginning, which is the name of the band is taken from a ghost town. And so if you Google us, they're still the number one result. The ghost town is, which is beautiful. It's a little mining town in the West Desert, kind of outside Tooele. Their main commodity was mining potash, and I don't even know what that is, but apparently we don't use it anymore, and the mines shut down. And even when it was a mining town, it had actually burned down once. Then, you know, they closed up all the mines. It's a complete ghost town, and there's not a trace of it because it burned down again, and they didn't bother rebuilding, of course, because no one was there. And then, like, a little bit later after that, an Amtrak train derailed, like, right in the backyard of Salduro. And so it's, like, burns down twice, Amtrak goes off the tracks there. And I was just like, this is a great metaphor. This is, like, my life. I love this. So we chose it as a band name. Plus, it's like got a cool sense of place, like sal duro, it's like hard salt from the Latin roots, and so I just love that, like, it has a mouthfeel almost, sal duro. Sometimes in your life you just have a train wreck and everything goes really, really far south, and I had a relationship that I thought was failing, and I decided to, like, you know, I got kicked out of my house and I decided to just kind of go for it. I had all of this, like, emotional pent-up frustration and I needed a place to put it. And so I thought, you know, between the metaphor and how my life was, the metaphor of the band name, it was a really good time. It was like the impetus that got me going into music again after a long hiatus. When there are things that you can't say in polite conversation, you can scream it as a song and it, like, lands, like, people relate to it. But maybe they don't want to hear about it when you're just having a, like, a cup of coffee together. I've been able to build a really strong community through music. There's a lot of local musicians who, you know, I think a lot of people come to music because they need an outlet for their kind of more intense feelings. So I've made some really great friendships and connections through that that I think has made my life deeper. And I'm so grateful for that community that's there. One thing that I've really gotten into is Rock and Roll Camp for Girls, which is starting next week. That's been like a huge community, and just like even when I'm giving back and teaching, I'm like always getting something out of it. So it's going back to music in my life after a long time of not doing it has just been so rewarding from like as a whole life perspective. Like it's not just playing music at bars on the weekend, it's like sharing that experience with people and giving other people the outlet of being able to play an instrument and tell their story. The internet is so broad that anyone in the future of anything could potentially hear the content you produce on the internet. So when you go to say something on the internet, sometimes you get stuck because you don't know who you're talking to or when or what the context is. And conversely, when you see something on the internet, there's no context to go with it. So you're like really ready to take offense or really ready to ascribe meaning that's not there because you don't know who said it or when or what they were thinking. You can't read their body language. So there's like this big wide internet, right? And it's like almost meaningless. All of the information in the universe, and it almost means nothing because you can't build a context for it right away. So this concept as like a musician was like crazy to put your music out there and know that there's like an unlimited amount of listeners that will never hear you. Like you put your songs on Spotify and you get like, we have like 100 total listens on Spotify, you know, and we've been on there for like a year. And it's like, I always hated that sense of like screaming into the void, you know, like you make this thing that's supposed to be meaningful in one way, but you put it on the internet and it doesn't have that context anymore. Like it's not me in a bar, like singing to someone that I can see, which I really like doing. It loses any sense of meaningfulness to me. And so I think maybe it doesn't mean anything to anyone else. So as I was thinking about this problem, I was kind of thinking about how maybe you could use the internet as its own context. So, you know, on Instagram, you're able to upload songs, and I kind of started experimenting with like doing cover songs and uploading them just to see what people thought, like if it was interesting to people. And I got an okay response. They max out at 1 minute, and I didn't know that at first. So I would like have to upload it and like choose the best part of this, you know, 3 minute cover, and I'd stick the rest on YouTube. And a lot of people would like stop and listen that 1 minute of that cover song, and then never go to YouTube, which was fine. But I thought it was interesting. Like it was just like, oh, like people are listening, but only for a minute, like exactly 1 minute. And I was thinking, I was like looking back through some of my old notebooks and like thinking about finishing some songs that were maybe like a verse and a chorus that I could like expand to be bigger. And then I thought maybe they don't need to be bigger. Like a lot of them say what they need to say in that much space. So maybe they're just 1 minute songs and maybe they're perfect for Instagram. So that's when I started talking about this idea to Zach, and he had the brilliant idea of taking the songs and grouping them and then pressing them to a 7-inch vinyl and calling it Insta Grandma Phone, so that you've got like the grandma phone and the Instagram, and it's like mashed together in case that wasn't obvious. One of the things that I thought was the most brilliant about it was that like the 7-inch vinyl is what forced rock and roll singles into 3 to 5 minute long songs. Before, it could just be any amount of time that a musician wanted to play. There wasn't really a defined set of rules for how long songs should be. But when record companies needed to sell singles, they needed something to fit on a single size record that people could then go buy in mass numbers. And so that's the format is what defined the length of the songs that were being produced. And so I felt like that was like echoed in what I was doing anyway. And so I liked that kind of overlapping connection because I overthink things. So I was like, perfect, perfectly aligned. Digital technology and home recording equipment and digital plugins, you can make any sound that you want to. You can produce an album that sounds like any time period, and like you're unconstrained. There's like an endless amount of choices that you can make and innumerable options that you have when you're producing a record, which is really fun, but also like unnecessarily complicated. So I liked this idea of choosing constraints, because then I could like have a very defined set of rules that I'm working in and get a product that sounds like it was made for a purpose, and not just like my favorite plugins in Adobe that I just happen to really like. So Instagramophone was a great constraint to have those 1 minute songs, but also to think about how you would produce it for a cell phone sound system so that it couldn't be too heavy. But also that when it translated onto a vinyl album, if someone actually ever did play it through nice speakers, you would still get a good bass response and have a good sounding product from that end. So to get there, you know, that kind of defined what we couldn't do. We couldn't do a lot of heavy instrumentation. We couldn't really make it wail, although in some parts I would argue that it does. Instead, we needed something that was like kind of listener friendly, maybe more so than we usually are. I kind of went with this acoustic centerpiece, like using the acoustic guitar as the center of most songs, which I don't usually do. But it made sense because it's like almost a singer-songwriter moment, especially at the beginning of the album. And then it kind of transitions into like more full band production. So choosing those constraints made us make some interesting choices, too. We tried really hard ahead of time to make sure that we were making songs that would be 1 minute, but that there was like a little bit of a tail on the end, like get to 58 seconds, so that when you ring the last chord, it doesn't have to like get swallowed up into like a hard cut. But we didn't quite make it on one in particular. We got really close. We got to the end and we realized that the tail was hanging over by like 0.09 seconds, like not even a whole second. But it sounded, because we had to hard cut it for the 1 minute mark, and there's absolutely no wiggle room on Instagram. So whatever we cut it at, Instagram's still going to put it at exactly 1 minute. We can't go over. Absolutely can't break that rule. And we toyed with the idea of like speeding it up a little bit. But I felt like that was like breaking the rule. It's like, that's the constraint I chose for myself. Zach and David spent a lot of time with different options. And what we eventually got was really cool. The last line of the song is, it's about the Voyagers, the Voyager spacecraft that are currently hurtling through interstellar space. And it's kind of about how, you know, as people, we're always looking out there because we're lonely down here, which is crazy. It's like so opposite. The last line of the song is, "My God, we're alone down here. Won't someone call back?" So that back would fit, but then the tail end of the song would go too far. So what we did is we like made this noise swell so that it cuts in the middle of the last word, "Won't someone call back?" And then it like swallows it up with this noise that just like kind of overwhelms the vocals and then like creates this sense of like emptiness. And then when it hard cuts at 1 minute, that emptiness like translates into like this bigger emptiness. We're always trying to get rid of constraints, but I think they make us better as people too. Like, it's not just that it makes you more creative. It's that kind of when you come up against a wall, what's your response? And if your response is to like try to eliminate the constraint, that's a very natural response. But what if it's just that you need to work within it, you know? Maybe you need to accept what the constraints are, and that can help you grow as a musician, a person, like wherever you're at. I think my favorite song, the most special song to me on the album is Song Mai, which another thing I did was give everything a hashtag because it's Instagram, so it has a title and a hashtag. This one is Song Mai, hashtag American song. I had read an article about a Chinese immigrant who was living in New York City who got wrapped up in a sting operation by the Vice Squad. So a guy came up and solicited inappropriate acts from her and ended up being an undercover detective. And when he went back downstairs and the actual cops were coming up to arrest her, she throws herself out of a window and commits suicide. And the New York Times did a profile of it that was just incredible. It was, they just go back and they describe her life in really incredible detail from where she grew up in China and how she got to the United States and how this was never how her life was supposed to go. And so I wrote this song, American song, Song Mai, about what that made me feel like to read that and to respond to that. And so I think there's something about the song that's just kind of magical in general. We put like a bird track behind it, which is cheesy, but it works. And I think there are a few instances when you're an artist where you feel like the outcome is greater than the sum of its parts. And that's what I think this song is to me.
Sing for Song Mai, whose day broke so bright, picking ginseng in the land of butterflies. Sing for us all, fallen humans we call, on the broken to pay for man's crimes.
So what's next for us? We will probably be part of the KRCL Taco Fest. I don't actually know what they're calling that, but I think we're going to play live there. Beyond that, I'm really looking forward to scheduling more shows in Pocatello. We've had a ridiculously successful time in Pocatello. We just got done with a music festival there, and I think everyone should check it out next year, Shady Grove Music Festival. We will be releasing Instagramophone on the record as soon as we finalize with the company that we're going to get it pressed with. And so there's a pre-order page on Bandcamp, If you go to saldero.com, it will take you to our Bandcamp page. And then when it's done, I think we're just going to throw a party and play it and hang out with everyone who helped us along the way and kind of celebrate that it was a big achievement. And then we're also working on a full-length album. We're going to finish it. It's called Interior Decorating, a metaphor for the work you do internally. If you enjoyed this episode of Soundwaves, take a minute to rate and review us on iTunes.
Are you in a local band? Send in your album to reviews at slugmag.com for a review. All you have to do is attach your audio files and put local in the subject line.